God is real, and here's my proof. God is real, and I know that for a fact. I have proof, and I'll get to that in a second. You see, the thing is, I am one of the biggest, most faithless Christians I have ever met. There's a book in the Bible called Acts, and specifically that book was made, and it is where Jesus goes throughout everywhere and is performing his physical miracles. And I think that was really important in the Bible, and that he did that in all reality, because there's a lot of people that needed to see him do these physical things, because faith alone to me is not enough. But where's my proof? My proof is the fact that out of all the stars and galaxies and solar systems, I live in the one place, okay, where there's trees that make things that I breathe, all the food that's all the way around me. The earth is made out of water, which is the number one thing that I need to survive to drink, okay? It is impossible to ignore the fact that this whole world could not be engineered, and that's my proof. There has to be a God. You mean to tell me that there's all of these things that are coincidences, and it doesn't add up to one master engineer? That engineer is God. Every day, every night, when I go to bed, I think to myself, how is this possible? I really do. I think to myself, how is this possible? How does this whole heaven thing work? You know what I mean? I just believe, and I'm supposed to go to heaven? Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. In the exact skepticism that I think about that, I also believe it to be true, because I have no physical way of explaining all the things that are around me that coexist and work together. Out of all the spectrum of possibilities upon billions upon infinity and black holes and galaxies and everything, that there is one place where the trees give off emissions so that you can breathe. All right? The thing that you need to drink with is surrounded, is made by the world. Okay? All the elements come together. All of the cures and everything is all provided in one place. You know, I believe in coincidences to a degree, but I can't ignore the fact that you cannot have multiple coincidences all added up and not say that it wasn't planned, and not say that it wasn't engineered, that it's not structured. So for those people out there, such as myself, okay, that may kind of struggle, for lack of better words, in your faith, and for all those that are not Christians, listen, we have a lot more in common than you think. But the reality is that what's undeniable is the string of consistencies that you breathe, that you drink, that you eat, that you see, and that you observe every single day. My faith is not belief-based. My faith is fact-based. And every time I go to bed, I'm more confused. And every morning I wake up and I'm so thankful, not just to be alive, but I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the things that I see around me. I'm amazed at the sun coming up and having the gravitational pull be at the perfect distance, right? So that the earth continues to spin and we have the seasons and the holidays. And out of all the things that are unbalanced, out of all the other galaxies and all the other worlds and everything, there's balance here. Why? How? That doesn't make any sense. It's too many questions without there to be one answer. You cannot, it is impossible. It is impossible to say there's too many questions that could not have one answer to it. It all has to come from somewhere. So, do I believe in God? I do. Am I faithful? 100%. But is it based off of science and facts? Yeah. You're dang right. 100%. You know? I really wish that inside me I had that belief of seeing without believing. But like I said, just to revert to something I said earlier, the book of Acts. You know, what's interesting is out of the 12 disciples, every single disciple realistically represents a different kind of person. You know, they have a Peter, the doubtful Thomas, they have all of them, right? And if anyone I guess I can compare myself most to Thomas. Christian. Disciple. Believing only in what he sees. That might be you. I know that's me. And if you have any questions, I'm not the one that you should ask. You should just look up, pray, thank God, and talk. Maybe I gave you some questions. Maybe I made you feel something inside of you that I feel inside of me every single day, filled full of more questions and curiosity and thankfulness, because all of my belief is fact-based. You want proof? Eat something. Look outside. Look to the stars. And just connect the dots. There's too many questions to have there not be one answer. God. God's the answer. I hope everybody has a great rest of your day on this beautiful Sunday. And just dive into curiosity. Acts, the book of Acts, that's for you and me. I'm Benja. Well done. Check me out. Peace.